Aircheckdownloads.com.
Guaranteed greatest hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s. That's what we provide here. That's Level 42, of course, and Lessons in Love. Nice to have you company tonight. Thank you for listening. I'm Andy Crane. If you were listening during the top 10 at 10 and you got in touch, thank you. I genuinely am touched and thrilled at the number of sort of texts and emails and interaction, the amount of interaction we get for the top 10 at 10. I know you're busy and you've got lives and stuff like that. It's sweet of you to get on your text or your phone or whatever and get in touch. I wish I could say hi to everybody. I just simply can't because I get, as you might imagine, quite a lot. So I do my best to include as many people as I can and kind of spread the love. I tell you what I do forget, though, is Twitter. There's been a few tweets over the last few days, and I sometimes forget to say hi to people on Twitter. So belatedly, hello, Valerie, and hello, Vicky, and Steve Can. Hi to you, and thank you very much indeed for your kind words about the top 10 at 10. And Dr. Sharp's been on. I always like it when people with professional titles listen. Ups the ante a little, you know what I mean? Dr. Ruth has been on. And I suddenly thought to myself, Dr. Ruth, Dr. Ruth, wasn't there a famous Dr. Ruth years ago? And then I remembered, yes, she was a diminutive TV sex therapist. I don't think that's the same Dr. Ruth, right? Not the same Dr. Ruth. Thank you, Sharpie. Nice to hear from you. There's an international feel to the show tonight as well. In amongst all those texts and emails from around our fine shores, communication tonight definitely from New Zealand, China, Barbados, and Australia, no less. Oh, yeah, we're truly international, the Late Love Show family. Presumably, though, in those parts of the world, I'm on at a slightly more social hour. I don't know. It's the Late Show. But in other parts of the world, it's the Breakfast Show. What should we call it? The Late Late Breakfast Show? It has a ring to it, doesn't it? The Late Late Breakfast Show. Hang on a minute, I think it's been done. She carries six pennies in her pocket for luck, you know. Well, she did last time I spoke to her. She may have stopped that now, but she definitely did at the time I last talked to her. Lisa Stansfield's All Around the World. It wasn't in the 80s. It was relatively recently. And before that, of course, Queen. And We Are the Champions. Now, Queen are a band with a huge back catalogue of material, aren't they? They've got loads and loads of songs. But not all of them get on the radio, which is a nice, neat way of me getting round to talking about tonight's Midnight Music Marathon, which is about 45 minutes away. If you've not heard the marathon before, you can look forward to hearing songs, possibly by artists you know, but perhaps not songs by them that you've heard for very much recently. Or you might hear great one-hit wonders that you just haven't heard for an age, because that's what we do at midnight every day. We see in the new day with 10 songs, and you provide them. Martin's from Brixham sent me a text. Says, I don't know why I keep sending in suggestions, but it's kind of addictive. Martin, I need 50 a week. Keep it up, love. All contributions gratefully received. I'm looking forward to songs that you've not heard on the radio for an age that were, as I say, huge hits in their day, but not played anymore. Or they were big one-hit wonders. And if you'd like to get on the radio, get them on the radio, you tell me about them, please. 61054 with Andy as the first word. Or you can text me. It's andy@greatesthitsradio.co.uk. So I'm looking for songs that you'd like to hear that you've not heard for ages. Eurythmics, Here Comes the Rain Again, definitely on the way, as are The Real Thing and Prince after Sylvester. Eurythmics, of course, and Here Comes the Rain Again. This is Andy Crane playing you the greatest hits until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. What a selection we've got for the Midnight Music Marathon tonight. I had my big file already bursting, groaning with previous suggestions. I've now got to add a bucket load more because I've just had a load of texts and emails with great suggestions all. Thank you. If your song doesn't make it on the Midnight Music Marathon for Thursday, which it'll be by then, we might be able to squeeze you in, of course, on Friday. And for everybody else, they're going, oh, it's a 4-day week. You know, for those of us who work on the Late Show, Friday we get off anyway. I mean, I'm going to enjoy it just as much as I always do, but it doesn't feel quite as different when you always have your Fridays off. Of course, I always have to work Sunday nights, which other people don't. But anyway, if you're looking forward to Easter and you're travelling, well, best of luck to you, really.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Kiss. Kiss. Pris. Well, it's sort of an amalgamation of the artist and the title, isn't it? Kiss and Prince, or Pris. on the radio station, playing you the biggest songs of the 70s, 80s and 90s and providing between them rather shambolic and amateurish presentation tonight. Here are some names to conjure with, by the way. Maria Muldaur, Charlie Daw, Department S. Remember those? If you do, you'll enjoy the Midnight Music Marathon. If you don't, you'll learn about them in the Midnight Music Marathon, and you're in for a treat, I can tell you.
Crane's Chain.
Before that, though, we must connect some greatest hits in the way that we do as part of Crane's Chain. We take a greatest hit, we take another greatest hit, and we try and find a connection between the two. And then that next greatest hit is connected with another one, and so on, and so on, and so on. This Word document I have now is 33 pages long, and the font size is pretty small. It's been going for a long time, this. So far, no breaks in the chain. Last night I said, what connects, please? Altered Images and Happy Birthday with Susie and the Banshees and Happy House. Now, clearly, the word happy, that would be good enough. Lesser shows may go for that as a connection. It just is a coincidence. What I was really looking for is a connection between Altered Images and Susie and the Banshees. Here's the one I have, and I think it's a fantastic story. Back in the day, all the members of Altered Images were huge fans of Susie and the Banshees. They were indeed fully paid-up members of the Susie and the Banshees fan club. As you would be. They were huge fans. They learned that Susie and the Banshees were going to play Scotland. And so, this is a great story. I'm not sure how this would happen these days. They got together a compilation demo of their band, and they sent it not to the management, or not to the band, but to the Susie and the Banshees fan club, and said, could you please try and arrange it for us to support Susie and the Banshees? And it happened, and they did. I think that's a terrific story. Altered Images supported Susie and the Banshees in Scotland because they sent a cassette to the fan club.
Newcheckdownloads.com.